decent. Now, do y'all have, in this area, do y'all have a name for a warm wind maybe that might blow in the wintertime and kind of, or in the springtime?
Well, some use the expression of Chinook.
Excellent. Okay. So y'all do have that in this area.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a northerner or a blue norther?
No.
Okay. Cold wind that might blow in from the north?
North wind, yeah.
Okay.
A cold north wind.
Okay. Excellent. Cold north wind. That's different. Usually, some areas you'll hear northerner or blue norther.
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay. Okay. What, since you're a rancher, I'm sure you have to, do you grow most of your own hay or stuff that you feed?
We used to, yes. We used to grow most of our own feed.
Okay, so you didn't buy it, you grew it. What kinds of cultivated grasses would people in this area grow?
Well, we used to grow mostly alfalfa.
Okay.
And we'd started out with oats as a nurse crop for the alfalfa, and then one that... The alfalfa's good for 5-6 years after you get a good stand.
Really? It will run that long?
Yeah.
Well, that does make it a good crop then, doesn't it?
Sure. Well, and that way you don't have to farm so much.
So you mean after the first year it will come up?
Well, yeah.
It'll come up, what do you call that, when you don't have to plant it again? It just comes up.
It's more on the perennial side is what you'd call it.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd use the word volunteer, that it comes up volunteer.
It's not volunteer because it's the same thing. I mean, it's the same root.
Okay. Okay. So that's not volunteer.
No.
Okay. But alfalfa mostly. Would you say most ranchers in this area, that's what they grow?
Well, that and grass. Some plant brome grass, but... We had better luck with the way we did it.
Okay, okay. What kind of trees are do you find in this area?
Trees?
Yes.
Well, you have pine and spruce, the fir.
Okay.
And the juniper.
Juniper, really? Huh.
Well, juniper, cedar, I mean...
Yes, yes. Juniper and cedar are the same thing?
Well, here there's really no true cedar.
Oh.
They call them junipers.
Okay.
It looks like a cedar. Years ago, I used to call junipers them things that crawled low to the ground. And the others were cedars to me.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But they say there is no true cedar in this area.
We have a lot of cedar where I'm from.
Is that right?
A lot. In fact, there's a place nearby up in North Carolina called... where they just are known for all the cedars that they grow, and they ship those out all the time to different places.
And they're tall, are they?
Yeah, they are. They're pretty tall. They can get to be a big tree.
Is that right?
Yeah, sure can. Do you have anything like a sycamore?
Which?
A sycamore.
Sycamore?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we used to cut with.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How about aspen? Do they grow in this area?
Aspen, yeah, there are some aspen in the wetter areas, in the bottoms.
In the bottoms,
yeah.
Yes. Do you, have you ever heard them called anything besides an aspen?
Quercetin?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You don't have any cottonwood in this area, do you?
No, there are some cottonwood, too.
Okay.
But they're usually in the stream bottoms, too, where there's a lot of water.
Yeah, they need a lot of water, it seems. I know you see them a lot out on the plains.
No.
But always near a riverbed. You don't
That's
ever
right.
see it.
They're always along the water.
Yeah. Now, what would you call a bunch of trees that were growing together?
Forest.
Okay. Would you ever call it a grove? A grove of trees?
Yeah, that would be a good name or a proper name.
Okay. Okay. Now, sometimes around a house, people will plant smaller, not trees, but smaller bushes. Things like that. What do you call those?